as well. Let's move to portion Vayeshev. This is the new book of Zohar for the people. You can also download it at kab.tv. Zohar for the people, portion Vayeshev, item 1. And Jacob sat. And Yaakov sat in the land where his father had lived. How many slanderers are there to a person from the day the Creator gives him a soul in this world? And because he came into the world, the evil inclination immediately appears to partake with him. As it is written, sin crouches at the door, for then the evil inclination partakes with him. 2. A beast watches over itself from the day it is born, and runs from fire and from any bad place. When man is born, he immediately comes to throw himself into the fire, since the evil inclination is within him and promptly incites him to the evil way.
A person and a beast is all, of course, just like the other discernments. It's talking about states in the person. The Zohar, as we have to remember, it turns and it talks only about the person, what happens in the soul, how we can develop the soul, and how to accept all of reality. Nothing talks about this world. So, they're not telling us about beasts in this world to compare us, the spiritual, to the beasts. But within us, the beastly part in us is compared to the speaking part within us, which resembles the Creator. Item 3. A poor and wise child is better. This is the good inclination, which is a child from few days with man, since he is with man from 13 years of age onwards. 4. Then an old and foolish king, this is the evil inclination called king and man's ruler in the world. Old and foolish, since he is with man from the day one is born into the world. Five, who does not know how to beware. It does not say to warn, but to beware, since he is a fool. And Solomon said about him, but the fool walks in darkness. This is because the darkness comes from waste, and it has no light for the world. The one who does not know to warn others is still not considered a fool because of that. 6. A poor and wise child is better, is the good inclination, but a child is better, as it is written, I was a youth, now I am old. This is a youth who is a poor child with nothing of his own. And he is called a youth because he has the resumption of the moon, which is always resumed, and he is always a poor child. And he is wise because there is chokhmah, wisdom, in him. There are two states to the nukva. One, the time when she regains, At that time, she is as big as her anpin. This is the state of illumination of Chokhmah in her, although she does not shine for lack of light of Chasadim. 2. The time when she shines through her zivug with Zera Anpin. At that time, she must be reduced to a point, and then she has nothing of her own and receives everything from Zera Anpin. That state is the state of illumination of Chasadim in her. And from those two states, the Nukva is clothed and shines in the angel Matat. And when he receives the second state of the Nukva, which is illumination of Chasadim, Matat says, I was a youth. And he is also called a child because the illumination of Chasadim is Vak, called a youth or a child. He is also called poor because in that state the Nukva is diminished to a point and has nothing of her own. And when he receives from the first state of the Nukva, which is the time of her own dominion, and she is as big as Zera Anpin, which is the state of illumination of Chokhmah in her, Matat says, now I am old. This is because an old is one who has acquired Chokhmah. Hence, he is called Chacham. Question: why is the angel Matat always referred to as youth and not as old? After all, he did say, now I am old. Should he not be regarded as old? Answer: this is so because he has the resumption of the moon, the Nukva, which is her zivug, her coupling with Zera Anpin, the second state, the state of illumination of Chasadim in her, which is considered Vak, and is called a child. The state of resumption always applies to her constantly. This is why he is called youth and not old, since the old age he receives from the first state, which is a state of her own dominion, does not always apply to him. 7. An old and foolish king is the evil inclination which extends from opposite Matat, called malicious man, who has never compared with his impurity, and he is a fool because all his ways are toward the evil way. He walks and incites people and does not know how to beware, and he comes to people with lies to lure them off the good way and towards the evil way. Eight. For this reason, the evil inclination immediately connects itself to man from the day he is born, so he will believe him. And later, when the good inclination comes, man will not be able to believe him, and his words will seem burdensome to him. A cunning wicked is one who makes his arguments before the judge prior to the arrival of his fellow litigator. Item 9. The cunning wicked is the evil inclination, as it is written, the serpent was more crafty. He too arrives early and is within man before the good inclination comes to be in him. And because he comes first and makes his arguments before him, later, when the good inclination comes, it will be bad for man to be with it, and he will not be able to raise his head, as though he has been burdened with all the burdens in the world. This will be so because the evil inclination had come first. And Solomon said about that, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard, since the other one had come before. Item 10. For this reason, any judge who accepts the words of a litigator before his colleague arrives is like one who takes upon himself another god to believe in. However, when his friend comes and questions him, meaning after his friend has arrived, then he will hear his arguments. This is the way of a righteous man. A righteous man is a person who did not believe that crafty wicked, the evil inclination, since he made his arguments before the arrival of his friend, the good inclination. Rather, he keeps the other one, and his friend came and questioned him. It is in this that people fail from being rewarded with the next world. It's talking about inner discernments that a person judges himself. What's your impression from the reading? Niv, what's happening there? There are a few questions about the reading. There's Yuval's question. Specific, is that Yuval from Mexico? I don't know from where. He's asking about the abbreviations. Why do we shorten certain names in the Zohar? Matat, Sam, and so on. Of course, this influences nothing when a person reads the entire name or part of it. Just like we don't read the words of Adni in its full way. That's how it's customed. It's out of the respect. So the same reason for the, on the other hand, that we don't read those names fully. It's as if to not awaken them, to not mention them. We only mention them indirectly. That's a sign that we don't want to be connected to that same side, to the side of the Sidra Achra, of the evil inclination. And that stems from our attitude towards the world, to anything that is special. For example, a father. I don't say call him by his name. I call him father. Or uncle. I call him uncle. If there is something that you might be confused, or mother, grandfather, I don't call them by their names, because I'm emphasizing here that it's clear who he is for me. And the name is already a revelation. It's like I'm revealing him. It's like I know him. It's like I'm on his level. It's like we're the same. That's from the side of holiness, from the side of respect to something that I can treat. It says Rav. He's considered wise or great. There are those kind of names for those. On the other hand, about the sitra achra, the evil inclination, there are those names that we don't want to connect to, because when you read it, you connect to it, you accept it upon yourself. That's why we give a short abbreviation for it. Just like here, from the side of holiness, unlike from the side of holiness, here we're doing it with disregard. We're only reading part of the name. Just like in our world, if it's a person who's close to me, then I call him a nickname, like Kobe or whatever. I shorten his name, something that's close to me. That's not from disregard, maybe, but that's from this lightness. So that's regarding the names. Now, what about the reading? Yes. So from Holland, Ishan is saying that the reading is improving. He said before it wasn't flowing and now it's even more flowing. Okay, that's for him. Zhenya Grishin from Moscow is saying, if the base for our good future is the Tsar, then why do we devote only one chapter of the lesson? Okay. Vladimir from Chulon is saying there's a feeling the Tsar is washing us, our emotions. Can you see some of our friends are blocked up from this? They don't even know how to activate their mind and heart. There are those of them who are blocked up in their mind and heart, but they're making an effort to go into the text and they're giving exertion. There are those who are impressed and might be crying from it, and then they don't have exertion. And there are those who are impressed and who are crying, and they might be still checking themselves, are they crying in the right place? So they're exerting. So each one has to check himself, but the main thing is to always check if one is in the Israel, the Creator, and the Torah are one. Esteron, I feel that the intensity of the reading works and it helps me delve into it. Sometimes my mind starts drifting away, so then if you throw in a small word, then it straight away puts me back in line. But sometimes I have a lack for maybe a second reading, because sometimes I feel that I want to reread it. What? Do you want to go back to that same emotion or to go back intellectually? I don't know. It accumulates to mind and heart that it's like I'm lacking something there, these sparks. Yeah, we'll try this again soon. I wanted to try it. Sasha is asking, why are some of the chapters that we flow and other chapters that we're just blocked up from? It depends on the person, how he accepts it. This way or that way, maybe in a different time it will be opposite. Those will be clear and the others will be blocked. Yes. You said beforehand that we're lacking a general feeling in participating with others. In the place we need to correct ourselves with the attitude towards others, not like people, but to the same points in the heart that yearn for the Creator, the points that gather together and want to be constructed as a vessel. Yes?
For instance, I will try taking the desires of the whole world, Kli, and through that mutual desire to learn. Does that make it my desire, or is it only the part of Israel in me? How should I relate to all of that? Israel is called the same desire which comes straight from God in the direction of the light. It is simply adequate to the light. So of course that desire, when you want to connect to others, that they will all gather together, and that kli, and for that kli to be revealed, because only in that kli you will be able to receive the fulfillment, revelation, spiritual life, the virtue of bestowal. So this is what you expect. This is called Israel Divinity Malchut of Atzilut. This is our right condition. Let's read again. Item 1. And Yaakov sat. And Yaakov sat in the land where his father had lived. How many slanders are there to a person from the day the Creator gives him a soul in this world? And because he came into the world, the evil inclination immediately appears to partake with him. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. For then the evil inclination partakes with him. 2. A beast watches over itself from the day it is born, and runs from fire and from any bad place. When man is born, he immediately comes to throw himself into the fire. Since the evil inclination is within him and promptly incites him to the evil way. 3. A poor and wise child is better. This is the good inclination, which is a child from few days with men. Since he is with men from 13 years of age onwards. Item 4. Then an old and foolish king. This is the evil inclination called king, and man's ruler in the world. Old and foolish. Since he is with men from the day one is born into the world. Five. Who does not know how to beware? It does not say to warn, but to beware, since he is a fool. And Solomon said about him, but the fool walks in darkness. This is because the darkness comes from waste, and it has no light for the world. But one who does not know to warn others is still not considered a fool because of that. Item 6. A poor and wise child is better, is the good inclination. But a child is better, as it is written, I was a youth, now I am old. This is a youth who is a poor child with nothing of his own. And he is called a youth because he has the resumption of the moon, which is always resumed, and he is always a poor child. And he is wise because there is Chokhmah in him. There are two states to the Nukva. One, the time when she reigns. At that time, she is as big as Zer Anpin. This is the state of illumination of Chokhmah in her, although she does not shine, for lack of light of Chasadim. 2. The time when she shines through her zivug coupling with Zer Anpin, at that time she must be reduced to a point, and then she has nothing of her own and receives everything from Zer Anpin. That state is the state of illumination of chasadim in her, and from those two states the nukva is clothed and shines in the angel matat. And when he receives the second state of the nukva, which is illumination of chasadim, Matat says, I was a youth. And he is also called a child, because the illumination of chasadim is vak, called a youth or a child. He is also called poor, because in that state the nukva is diminished to a point and has nothing of her own. And when he receives from the first state of the nukva, which is the time of her own dominion, and she is as big as her anpin, which is the state of illumination of Chochmah in her, Matat says, now I'm old. This is because an old is one who has acquired Chochmah, hence he is called Chacham. Question: why is the angel Matat always referred to as youth and not as old? After all, he did say, now I am old. Should he not be regarded as old? Answer: this is so because he has resumption of the moon, the nukva, which is her zivug with her anpin, the second state, the state of illumination of chasadim in her, which is considered vak, and is called a child. The state of resumption always applies to her constantly. This is why he is called youth and not old, since the old age he receives from the first state, which is a state of her own dominion, does not always apply to him. Item 7. An old and foolish king is the evil inclination which extends from opposite Matat, called malicious men, who has never come parted with his impurity. And he is a fool because all his ways are toward the evil way. He walks and incites people and does not know how to beware. And he comes to people with lies to lure them off the good way and towards the evil way. Item 8. For this reason, the evil inclination immediately connects itself to man from the day he is born, so he will believe him. And later, when the good inclination comes, men will not be able to believe him, and his words will seem burdensome to him. A cunning wicked is one who makes his arguments before the judge prior to the arrival of his fellow litigator. Item 9. The cunning wicked is the evil inclination, as it is written, the serpent was more crafty. He too arrives early and is within men before the good inclination comes to be in him. And because he comes first and makes his arguments before him, later, when the good inclination comes, it will be bad for man to be with it, and he will not be able to raise his head as though he has been burdened with all the burdens in the world. This will be so because the evil inclination had come first. And Solomon said about that, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard, since the other one had come before. Okay, that's it for now. I would really like to hear comments, responses from our friends and students from all over Israel and the world watching us on TV and through the internet. I would really like to know what they think. We have to learn about our general kli that we learn Zohar together, how we enter a state of general impression, positive or negatively, seemingly what we're going through, and how do we as a result advance. And now let's move on to the second part of the lesson.